This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagier.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name's Daniel Sims. I'm the Director of Customer Success for a company called VanillaSoft.
Daniel, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, so as the Director of Customer Success, my department's responsible for all client onboarding, which means introducing them to the product and educating them on how it works. So ultimately what I own is really client churn. The churn rate is the number that I'm held accountable for, but as we all know, it's a universal rule, the more adoption you have from your users, the lower the risk of churn. The more they adopt, the less they churn. So encouraging and fostering adoption is a big part of my day and of my mandate.
Daniel, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Boy, the biggest challenge is probably the capacity for software to overwhelm. And I'm starting with the challenge first. So, you know, SaaS and software in general ends up doing a lot for customers, for prospects, for everyone, right? I mean, it does a lot for me. I'm sure it does a lot for you. And the bigger the product, the more it tends to do, but the more intimidating it becomes. You know, if you think of the first time you logged into, you know, your CRM, you know, even as a user, it can be very overwhelming. And you can almost get paralyzed to adopt, especially if you're the one having to set that up, because there's so much customization, so many options, so many settings, configurations. You're just not sure where to begin. It almost seems like an impossible or daunting task. And so either you freeze and adopt minimally, or you charge ahead without really understanding what you're doing and what you're building towards. And you can end up hurting yourself and you know, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth for the product and the process when that maybe was entirely avoidable. So for me, that's the biggest challenge. Now, on the biggest success, it's got to be overcoming that feeling with a client. And so two huge components to adoption and longer-term success that we've seen is first, to encourage them to get some skin in the game, meaning we want to take our client champion, take whoever, you know, acquired this product, whoever's going to own the software, and encourage them to make changes whose results they can see and feel. You know, it can be as minimal as customizing some fields, loading in some email templates maybe, or uploading your data, or mapping out a workflow process. Just encouraging them to do it for themselves, almost like you know, you're teaching someone how to ride a bike. You know, you start off with some training wheels, then you take the training wheels off, but you're holding the bike, and then you let the bike go. That's sort of where it is. Once they feel themselves pedaling, and they see that they're going on their own, that's really where the adoption starts for us. That's really where we feel, okay, well, now we've made our mark, and now we've done the hardest part of this. The second part is sort of sharing progress in terms of how it relates to their campaign success and what they're trying to accomplish. So obviously the reason they bought your software, they're using your software, it's not to adopt it, right? That's a means to the end. That's not the end goal. So we want them to adopt, but what are they trying to accomplish? So trying to give them that haptic feedback of here's where you were, here's where you are, here's where you're going, is really critical. So I'm a big fan of using milestones to help encourage and measure adoption of the product, but then also using overall just campaign or success milestones that are specific and tailored to the client. What's going to make them successful? What's going to make them look like a hero to their boss, to their company, when this software works out, once they've fully adopted it and really have it churning and working for them?
Daniel, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
So my advice would be this. The way I see it is user adoption, it's really a race to that first big aha moment. And that's where it all starts to click. So the aha moment can, you know, it's going to be different for every user. You know, I've been working in this capacity for 6 years. I've been at this company for 11. And it's different every time of when they get it, when they go, oh, so that's what I do. And, you know, it can happen at various places or various pieces of the product or of what you're trying to get them to adopt. for us, as I mentioned, the fastest way, like our cheat code to it, is to try to give them something relatively simple and straightforward that they can create or customize, that then once they've created it or customized it, that they then interact with, right? Something that they use, that they see, that they feel in the product. And that gives them ownership, like, hey, I can do it. It's not that hard. Or I built this and now I'm using this. Isn't that cool? Or it's doing this because I told it to. I'm the master of this software. I learned it. I know what I'm doing here. Once you get that first aha, once they really get it that first time, it becomes much easier from that point on. And usually you have to lead them to a lot of other aha points. It's rare they just get the software, and you know, it can depend. If you got a very straightforward and streamlined software, you know, that aha could be pretty basic. But oftentimes it's a series of them that you have to get to. But as soon as that first one's out of the way, the next one will never be as hard as that one. So then you're just monitoring usage. You're trying to see how far are they going on their own, and then where are they going astray or not going far enough. Then you're going to work with the client and, you know, work with your product team to help drive them towards more aha moments, right, with other parts of the product. So that's really how I see it. And that would be my advice, is the first one's the hardest. It's never the last. But to start your journey, just try to get that aha moment where something clicks for them. It really comes together in a way that they can feel and touch, not just be told about or read in a knowledge base. And then your work is downhill from that point. You've already crossed the first major milestone.
Daniel, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
Well, to plug our company, where you could learn the most about my work on the subject is with my work with VanillaSoft. So VanillaSoft's a sales engagement platform. And anyone who signs up there as a customer or comes on board will see this firsthand. We'll see how we handle user adoption, how we try to drive you towards an aha moment to get that buy-in and get some skin in the game, and then drive adoption from there. Past that, anyone is more than welcome to look me up or find me on LinkedIn. I do occasionally share some nuggets there, but more importantly, I follow a lot of thought leaders in customer success and user adoption and user experience, customer experience. That entire realm is really something I'm plugged into. And for me, the LinkedIn groups and some of the influencers over there are ones that I follow closely and glean a lot from.
Well, thanks, Daniel.
Thank you. Really appreciate the time.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.